Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, dear Blood River Radio family, thank you for hanging on to this third hour. Just this hour here is going to be Sister Monica the Bell Cow, a.k.a. the Bluegrass Beast in the Buzzsaw. The Bluegrass Buzzsaw is the Bitter Ender has named her. But people, before we leave, what we talked about in the second hour altogether, I was just talking to Sister Nancy and little Lizzie during the break. Everybody wants to talk. Everybody's mom wants to talk about Alexander Solzhenitsyn, but there's one thing they ever want to talk about. Alexander Solzhenitsyn wasn't this kind of little sweet poetry writer. He advocated the solution. He told you what the solution was. That's what most people never want to talk about. They won't talk about the solution. I'm going to read this solution. It's one of my, this is probably my favorite passage that he ever wrote, that Alexander Solzhenitsyn said. He's talking about when he was in the concentration camps run by the, in the Jewish gulags in Siberia. And here's what he says. And how he burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family? Or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door, and had at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall. Here you go, folks. This is his solution. And had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, and I'll put in brackets, 12-gauge shotguns with magnum double-aught buckshot, your 30-06, your 45. That's my part. Axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The orders would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machines would have ground to a halt. If, we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterwards. And I'm going to tell you what, that's with 90% of our people out there that say they're in the friggin' movement. And I'm not talking about the people that just came on our show. I'm talking about all these wonderful newspapers and organizations and societies like that. You know. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. Me and Sister Sexy Sid, the Bell Cow, we're going to carry on. But what we're going to do, we're going to give great honor to the students. We're going to talk about them quite a bit. And we're going to play another clip. I think this man can say a lot. He's very eloquent. He's very smart. I know some people don't like him, but it's just tough. If you don't like him, too bad, so sad. Go ahead, Sister Lizzie, Little Lizzie, and Miss Teenage America, and play that clip with Pastor Charles Baldwin.
All across America, college kids, by the tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, are protesting Israel's genocidal war against Gaza. In so doing, they are jeopardizing their academic careers and perhaps even their lifelong financial pursuits. In other words, they are risking a lot. While these courageous young people are risking their futures to peacefully protest this Holocaust of the 21st century, the vast majority of America's clergymen of all denominations are doing absolutely nothing to stop this humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Nothing. Pastor, let me ask you, what have you ever risked to preach the sermons you deliver? What have you ever risked to keep your positions? How can you teach the Beatitudes, especially the one that says, blessed are the peacemakers, and not lift your voice like a trumpet against Israel's ethnic cleansing of Palestine? How can you not respond to Bethlehem Pastor Munther Isaac's appeal to America's Christians and churches to come to the assistance of our Christian brothers and sisters in Palestine? You stand up in your pulpit Sunday by Sunday and say nothing about Israel's murderous atrocities and crimes against humanity. Or worse still, you vocally support the Zionist state, even lobbying our Congress in Washington to extend more and more weapons of mass destruction to Benjamin Netanyahu so he can continue to slaughter more and more elderly men, women, children, and babies. And you have the audacity to call yourselves pro-life. You say you serve the Prince of Peace? Shame on you. You are letting your false prophecy doctrines blind you to Christ's new covenant, where men of all races who come to Christ by faith are one in Jesus Christ. And that includes Palestinians. Apparently, neither are you able to see the worst kind of evil, even when it stares you in the face, day in and day out. I say, God bless these kids on our college campuses that are willing to risk so much to stand boldly for peace and against the worst kind of injustice. Amen. The Zionist-controlled media and political establishments are dehumanizing these kids, calling them anti-Semitic and worse. Congressmen on Capitol Hill are even calling for anti-Semitism monitors on college campuses to make sure that free speech is not allowed, especially when that speech tells the truth about Israel. I don't agree with Senator Bernie Sanders about many things, but I agree with him about this. Senator Sanders said this a few days ago in response to Benjamin Netanyahu's criticisms. Quoting Bernie Sanders, quote, "Do not insult the intelligence of the American people by attempting to distract us from the immoral and illegal war policies of your extremist and racist government." Still quoting, "It is not anti-Semitic to note that Israel's military operation has left more than half of the population of Gaza homeless, obliterated the Palestinian territory's water and electric infrastructure, and annihilated its healthcare system." Sanders, who is Jewish, concluded, quote, "It is not anti-Semitic to hold you accountable for your actions," close quote. Amen, Senator Sanders. Future historians are going to laud these college kids in the most complimentary language. I shudder to think what they are going to write about these silent, passive, cowardly clergymen who, by their apathy or perhaps even public support, went down in history as the men who willingly participated in one of the darkest episodes of human history. Remember, These kids are America's future. And they will not forget Israel's abominations or America's collaborations and police state attempts to silence their voices of humanity and peace. In the long term, this event might very well prove to be the undoing of the Zionist state.
People, we'll get back to that clip as soon as this commercial's over. Be right back, Firefly.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
A Venus is a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Bunk?
We're going to go right back to that clip, folks, because it's almost over, but the guy packed so much in just a few minutes. So go ahead, Miss Lizzie.
I salute these college kids. They are standing taller than most of the politicians in Washington, D.C., and most of the pastors in America's churches.
I'll tell you what, Sister Nancy and Dear Blood River Radio family, I don't know how anybody could hold fault against that man. I've been talking to Chuck Baldwin, going all the way back to my earliest political cesspool days. He's been on board with us right off the bat. I mean, he's named the Jew from the very start. You know, he had a big mega church down there, Nancy, in Florida, right near, I think it was pretty close, I believe, to what they call Pensacola Christian College, which is, that's a nutty outfit. They expel some of their, at least, I know they expelled at least one man that was a student there who went to Charlottesville, and all he did was walk up the day after the big war there, the big battle. He walked up to the Lee statue and saluted. He was in a Confederate battle uniform. But anyway, that aside, go ahead, give us your take on that audio, Sister Nancy.
Well, little Eddie, I don't think it could be put into words any better than Chuck Baldwin did. I think he put it together in a way that was very clear, concise, and right to the point. It's the kind of things that we somewhat covered last week with reference to the use of semantics to create the feeling that the people will be against these students because they are terrorists or they're pro-Hamas. So I think he clarified that pretty well, that these students are human. They're acting of their own volition. They can see what is going on. Thank goodness, I guess, for YouTube and videos. They're not going to see the truth by listening or watching the mass media. They're not going to see these little babies with their feet blown off. They're not going to see little children without parents because their parents have been killed. They're not going to see hospitals destroyed while they've got patients. They're not going to see these dying infants. But these students have obviously had access to these videos, and so they're aware. Unfortunately, those people who are glued to the television have not been privy to see all of this bloodshed that is going on as we speak. So I think it was powerful. I really commend Pastor Baldwin. I think he couldn't have done a better job. I have listened to it several times. I think it's excellent. He is putting the clergymen to shame. And there was another video that I followed up in which Pastor Baldwin was really laying into Pastor Hagee and calling Hagee a Zionist toady, that he was getting all this money from Israel. Of course, they've got these Christians for Israel. Then I went and listened to a video, audio video, that Hagee was on, and he was bragging about how he's going to go to D.C. with other religious leaders, and they're going to talk to Congress because all of a sudden Biden has decided not to send these heavy bombs to Israel, which has really gotten our poor Republican Zionists paid by various Jewish fronts to always support Israel. For example, in my tar and feathering, I'm going to say Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell, who's an embarrassment to my state, and then Senator Ted Cruz and Senator Marco Rubio, Senator Lindsey Graham, and Susan Collins, along with several other Republicans, are opposed to Biden's decision to stop the delivery of these massive bombs to Israel. So again, I want to say, Mitch, you are an embarrassment to my state. These people are delusional. No, actually what they are millionaires who are being paid for their position. They're Jewish paid eunuchs. That's what they are. And yes, another thing we need to think about is something that you and I talked about, Eddie. With reference to these student protests, someone overseas hates these protests, and that's that no good Bibi Netanyahu. So yes, that should be something we should really be supportive of. This is, I think, a movement, one of the first movements in my lifetime that has ever gone against the Jews. Now, I was in a protest several years ago. We talk about leftists and we talk about liberals, but the only people I ever knew to protest against the Jews and the blockade of Gaza, they were Jewish themselves, and that was about 7 or 8 years ago. So Gentiles are afraid to stand up and even say the word. So when we get while we're at it, I might mention this. You know, we try to be honest about our position in on the program, and I'm going to have to give kudos to two Jewesses. One is Amy Goodman. She is Jewish. She is the host of Democracy Now!, the War and Peace Report, and she tells it like it is. Yes, the only thing is, both of these Jewesses are probably pro-black and pro-South Africa, blah, 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 but on this issue, I have to support Medea Benjamin. She's a co-founder of Code Pink, and they have been creating absolute chaos in Congress, facing down these politicians with questions about the ongoing genocide in Gaza. So I have to give them their due. They are religious. Well, I don't know. They may be atheists, but they are Jewish. So I have to say, in spite of everything, they are the two who are on the forefront of fighting to try to wake up the sheeple about what's really going on in Gaza. Okay, little Eddie.
You know, you brought up several points I would like to revisit. One of them was if people standing on the sidelines criticizing the students, I'd like to ask you, what have you done? What have you done besides sit on your asses and criticize people that try to affect change in this country? You know what? One thing that makes me sick, every time somebody in our move, in our so-called movement, like these courageous young kids, try to do something, they're people will say, "Oh, I smell a rat." You know, I know they're doing really good, but you know, I see an alternative motive, an ulterior motive. I wonder this, I wonder that. Well, wonder no more, folks. What you want to do? You know, you'll know them by their fruits and what they have done. Just like you said before, I continue on. If you want to join with Bibi Netanyahu, he's just raising hell and he's pissed off because, you see, while he's got the entire United States Congress, the House of Representatives, and the Senate, while he's got them piano wire around their testicles and controls it with the little yanks, he controls them. The Washington, D.C. is, like you said, nothing but a bunch of eunuchs, nothing but a bunch of Shabbos goys, but the grooms of the stool. They're the lowest, most worthless, most gutless, most cowardice Jew butt lickers in the history of the world. And Netanyahu controls their every thought. But you know what he doesn't control? He can't control these college students. And he's seeking his little toady watchdogs from the Congress own these college students. Well, I see. He cannot control them. He's also nutty Netanyahu. He controls the media. He controls the president. He controls the Supreme Court. He controls the whole damn thing. And so I would like to, I would definitely like to salute the college students. In fact, I was just going through a little video with Netanyahu bitching about the college students. You know, while you were talking, I hope the noise didn't go too much over the air. And I noticed in Pastor Baldwin's audio that we played, he said something like, "Why don't these Christian pastors come to the aid of the Palestinians? Because after all, they're killing Christians in Palestine too. People, dear Southern Baptist, Judeo-Christian nutcases, there's a lot of Christians being killed over there." But you know what? Other so-called Christians, this was so insane. We need the psychiatrist back on. This is what's insane to me. You got people here that are protesting Christians. And they're protesting Christians and Palestinians because, let me retract here, they're on the side of Netanyahu and the evil sons of their father, the devil, in Israel that are committing mass murder. The students are pointing that out. They have said that they're not saying they hate Jews. They're saying that what they are trying to bring to light, and they have, people, they have brought, were it not for these students, we wouldn't know nearly as much about the mass murder. And we'll come back to this. I hear the music. We'll come back to this. I'll have myself go together a little bit better as soon as we come back from this break. Be right back, folks.
Listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Another week of former President Trump's hush money trial in New York City in the books, and the end is in sight, USA's John Schaefer reports.
Donald Trump is denouncing his hush money trial as a sham.
This all comes out of Washington. It's to damage crooked Joe Biden's political opponent, happens to be me.
Leaving the court on Friday, Trump criticized the gag order once more, pointing out that star witness Michael Cohen can say anything. The jury might soon begin deliberating as the prosecution informed the judge of their intention to call just two more witnesses. They say they could wrap up their case by the end of next week. I'm John Schaefer.
Anti-Israel, pro-Palestinian protesters continue to occupy college campuses across the country in a well-coordinated effort to disrupt graduations. At the State University of New York in Westchester, more than 100 members of the New Paltz faculty have signed a letter criticizing the school's president. USA's Dave Collins on the story.
They claim President Darrell Wheeler and law enforcement didn't act appropriately when trying to break up a large group of pro-Palestinian protesters on campus last week. They believe the actions taken towards students violated their First Amendment right of free speech. The faculty members are also demanding Wheeler be removed from his position. I'm Dave Collins.
Turning now to business news, McDonald's hoping to lure customers back who've been priced out. The fast food giant reportedly launching a $5 meal. Bloomberg reporting the affordable menu offering may include either a McChicken or a McDouble along with fries and a drink. Unclear when this deal will launch and at which locations. McDonald's has more than 13,000 stores here in the U.S. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
This is Michael Hill, Chief of the League of the South. I listen to Blood River Radio, and you should too. In fact, you should be telling your friends, your family, and your associates to listen to Eddie Miller and the good folks at Blood River Radio. They stand resolutely for the preservation of white civilization, what we once called Christendom, and they stand against the ongoing campaign of white genocide. In these trying and uncertain times, it's more important than ever to speak and act in defense of our God, our people, and our civilization. Blood River Radio speaks the truth and speaks it boldly. I've been on this show many times as a guest, and I'm very proud of my association with you. May our just cause prevail. Hail victory.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Oh, Esther, oh.
dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. I'm gonna try to wind this stuff up together. We're going to play another little clip we found that, from BB in just a second. But what I was trying to say is, if I can keep it straight, these Christians, we have these Christian pastors that Pastor Baldwin was talking about. Why don't they come to aid to the Palestinians? Because they're killing in Palestine. You have people that are Christians that live in Palestine. They're Palestinians. And they're killing just mass murder. He said it's the worst kind of evil. Pastor Baldwin said what's going on there in Palestine being committed by these Jews is the worst kind of evil. And it is. But I'm going to tell you what. Mm-hmm. These Judeo-Christians, they like that damn evil. They're going along mm-hmm. with it because anything that helps their precious Jews create the greater Israel from the river to the sea, so to speak, anything that helps them get their promise, their big Israel, they don't care who they kill. They could kill any number of Christian pastors. They could probably kill members of their own family because they worship those Jews. The Jews in Israel is their God. They're not Christians. They're absolutely delusional. And I'm going to say it one more time. Were it not for these students, protesters, and I'm going to tell you what, I don't care if they're in the Green Party. I don't care if they're BLM. I mean, what matters right now, I do, but here's what matters. When the rubber meets the road, we got to look, like I said, we'll know them by their fruits. What have they done? I don't think anybody realizes just how gravely they have wounded. These students have wounded the state of Israel by bringing to the forefront in the world the mass murder, the horrible torture. Israel, Netanyahu, the IDF, giving both fingers to the whole world, giving both fingers to the United States people, giving both fingers to the United States when the people of the United States have said they don't want another dime going to stinking murdering Israel or stinking murdering the Ukraine, but the Congress just passed it through because I'm going to tell you what. Like I said, the Jews have got the piano wire around the gonads of our Congress, and I'm going to tell you what. We're going to talk about it later if we have time. I think I'm almost sure if Inspector Rothstein was right. Inspector Rothstein said that over a third of the Congress has been compromised by sex crimes. I would not be surprised. I would like someone to investigate Mike Johnson and see if he's been compromised. But that's probably another subject. But anyway, people, before we go to this clip, I'm going to let you know, your big buddy, if you continue to pound these poor students and you say that you're one of us, one of the white Christians, well, you're in good company. You're with your buddy Netanyahu, the Jew, the mass murdering Jew, because here's what he has to say. Go ahead, sister, little Lizzie, roll that tape.
Prime Minister, as you know, even those in the South say they do not feel safe. French President Emmanuel Macron has said there is, quote, no justification for the ongoing bombing of civilians. All over the world, you've seen protesters who are calling for an end to civilian deaths in Gaza. Can you win this war without global support?
We will win this war because we have no other choice. There's no life for us. There's no future for us and our neighbors if we allow the axis of terror led by Iran, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and their minions to dominate. We have an alliance for peace on the other side. It includes Israel, the United States, the moderate Arab states, and the rest of the civilized world. Now, it's a question, who wins? We have to win. There's confusion in many parts of the world. I have to say, not in the United States. I'm glad to see that the majority of the American people support Israel. They understand that we're fighting the just battle of civilization against barbarism. But those who protest for Hamas, you're protesting for sheer evil. There are a lot of misguided people out there who don't know the facts. You're talking to people who deliberately targeted civilians, who raped and murdered women, who raped, who beheaded men, who burnt babies alive, who kidnapped little babies and hostage and Holocaust survivors, you name it. These are the people that you're supporting. Now, you cannot, it's like in World War II, the Allies are fighting the Nazis, okay? Chancellor Kohl of Germany said that Hamas are the new Nazis. So imagine now the Allies are fighting the Nazis. They've invaded France after they were attacked by the Nazis. They go into the cities of Germany. They're obviously, the Nazis are fighting within civilian quarters, and civilians get killed. In fact, many of them were killed. Millions were killed. Who do you protest against? Well, do you protest against the Nazis, or do you protest against the Allies? And what these people are doing is protesting for sheer evil. That's wrong. By the way, it's a condemnation. It's an indictment of higher education in some of our universities. Mr.
That says it all. So, folks, that's who you're standing up with. That Nancy, you know what? That Jew is totally delusional. What was done in Germany, was very evil. And there was fighting in the cities, but Netanyahu and his IDF, they're intentionally targeting civilians. And you know what? He's right. The Allies did intentionally target German civilians. Every year we have a memorial to Dresden Week. Yes. So I guess what he's saying is, I'll wrap this up. What he's letting us know is, the same evil forces, Sister Nancy, that firebombed Germany when it was totally unnecessary, when the war was over, the Germans were trying to surrender, and they were doing what Churchill said. He wanted to roast as many Germans as possible. That went on then. The same Jews that did Germany, they're doing the same thing in Palestine now. And the same people that said, yeah, let's just bomb the living hell out of Germany, they're saying the same thing about these these Judeo-Christians are saying, yeah, let's go ahead and just commit mass murder because we got to do this for our precious chosen people, the Jews. Hope I'm making sense there, Nancy, but ball's back in your court, dear.
Okay, Eddie, he repeated falsehoods that we know are false, beheadings, yes, burnings, raping. These are the things that are the IDF does. This is not, let's go back and say that whatever happened on October the 7th was such a quick episode. There's no way that people were taking time to behead babies and raping women. They scampered in and they shot some people. Apparently the IDF killed some of these people also. And at any rate, it's just nothing but more lies, and we're getting it right from Bibi's mouth. We all know, and you know what I was thinking about today, Eddie? I'll bet you, because we know how insidious and cunning the Jew is, I'll bet you anything that the IDF knows exactly where all of the hostages are being held. I'll bet you they know. And yeah, I'll also bet that another 50% of them have been killed by the damn bombing that they've been doing. And, you know, they're going to blame that on Hamas. They're going to blame the death of these hostages on Hamas. But I have a feeling, I just thought about this today, these cunning and well-informed Israelis who have dealings with Arabs and speak Arabic, I'll bet you that they know exactly where those hostages are, and there would be no way that they would have to bomb all these, most of Gaza, into submission. I don't believe that. This is just what you're trying to do is basically run the Palestinians out of Palestine. It's so obvious. There's at the end, what is going to happen if Egypt has been paid by the U.S. for generations to deal with Gaza? And so what they're going to do when they start bombing Rafah, and they've already, I think they closed off, that's the only way that they have got any, well, it may be one of two, but I think it's the only way that they've got now of getting any aid in through that that Rafah gate, which is goes into the Sinai in Egypt. What they're going to do is bomb as many of these Palestinians and kill as many as they can down in the southern part of Gaza. What are these desperate people going to do? They're going to try to eventually escape, and that's just exactly what Israel wants.
You know, Sister Nancy, and maybe they're hostages and maybe they're not. Maybe the hostage is a lie. Maybe that's just another damn lie. But what the Jews, though, are doing in Palestine, and they, God bless the students for pointing it out, is so such an overreach. They're using a sledgehammer, the Jews being they, using a sledgehammer to try to kill a gnat. But, I mean, because these Jews, this IDF, they have destroyed every university in Gaza. They have completely annihilated hospitals. I mean, how many places in the world have you known troops, soldiers, to go into hospital and drag patients out and kill nurses and doctors? And we'll go back to the mass graveyards they found outside the hospitals when we come back. Be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging out. We're going to go right back. I guess we'll go right back to Sister Nancy. She wants to talk about the International Criminal Court, I believe. Go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Okay, little Eddie, I've got about three or four little things here to talk about. One is a group of 12 silly Republican senators sent a letter threatening the ICC prosecutor, Karim Khan, who they actually supported. But they sent this letter on April the 24th warning of repercussions if the court issues arrest warrants against Israel. And that would mean Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu and other Israeli officials, according to this news report. But it's interesting and totally hypocritical that America, who is actually, we have rejected being part of the ICC, but we love the ICC issuing and threatening to issue a warrant for war crimes against Putin. Now, that's considered to be good, but you cannot touch Bibi Netanyahu and his other criminal thugs. I saw a good video that I would recommend if somebody would want to watch it. It's by Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson. And he says that the U.S. is as guilty as Israel. Of course, most of us who are on this program, we know that, of course. I wanted to mention someone I've talked about repeatedly as a good guy, a good congressman, and that is my Kentucky representative, Thomas Massie. And he is facing a propaganda ad war that is coming from AIPAC. Now, AIPAC is the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee that is flying under the name of United Democracy Project. Now, they consider that my representative, Kentucky representative, Thomas Massie, is not supportive enough of their beloved Israel. So they are going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars in the state of Kentucky to turn Kentuckians around against Thomas Massie. So they're putting the pit bulls on him. And the ads are basically going to try to destroy one of the few good congressmen we have in Congress today. So that is something I'm concerned about. And I also want to berate someone I have called. I've called Thomas Massie's office, and I think Eddie has called there.
Yes.
And I've also called to this new senator from Kentucky, Morgan McGarvey, who is a Democrat. I call him a snobby little snot. He also sent him, I called him and gave him hell because he loved coming to, he is, I guess, from Kentucky. He's been in the Kentucky state government, standing for things I never supported, of course. But at any rate, he was talking about the Kentucky Derby, how he loves the Kentucky Derby. But he is against our beautiful state song, My Old Kentucky Home, which is always sung traditionally right before the Derby is raced, which is one of the last races that is run. And I told him that Morgan ought to stay in D.C. with the rest of your fellow Reds and Blacks. Our state song was altered to take out anything that could have offended Blackies, but it's still not good enough for people like Morgan McGarvey. And I say, stay up there in D.C. and don't even come back to Kentucky. We don't want you. But I will say this. People from out of state even weep when they hear this song at the Derby. It's a very great tradition. So that's my two cents, Eddie.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think that was a lot more than two cents. We just got a text message and somebody talked about you that says talking about they don't go against Jews because they're afraid of being destroyed or murdered. And Nancy is right. Thomas Massie is a good representative. I just got that and some they recognize you. Well, you know, I like to go back to that lady that we played last week, that real pretty blonde-headed lady who's a lawyer, and she was leading what they call AIPAC of Hungary. And she was talking about what I call solutions. She said, if I remember right, you can't reform the EU. She said you couldn't start remodeling, putting on another roof, new floors into a rotten house. She said that the only solution is, she said that the EU apparatus had to come down. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to further that, and I think I said pretty much the same thing last week. But I'm going to say it, because we're all about solutions on this show right here, Nancy, as you well know. And there's only one. The solutions, there's no solutions. There's only one solution, singular. Like she talked about in the EU, I'm gonna double down what she said. The entire rotten, stinking, sepulture, the corpse, it's got to be completely destroyed. And this rotten, stinking corpse I'm talking about is Washington, D.C., the so-called federal government that's poisoning. If you look at the United States, the entire geography of the United States of America, it's like having a dead rat in a well on a farm. That government is rotting and poisoning everything it touches. It's not. It has not one bit of concern for any American citizen. It really, in reality, has no concern for anyone. In the end, probably not even the damn Jew, because when the devil gets through using his officer corps, the Jew, he's going to do them in too. But the only solution, it has to be brought down one way or the other. It doesn't matter. But the way it's going to be, it's going to be violent. There's no way to solve this dilemma we're in peaceably. How do I know? Look back for 6,000 years. The Christians say that humans have been on Earth for 6,000 years. So, okay, I'll give it to them. But for at least 4,000 years, going back to the Bible, I think the Old Testament's what no one really knows, but I think it's probably at least 4,000 years old, going back to the Egyptian days. It's been all the way the same. Anytime it's been war, 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 battle, battle, battle. The only time anybody has ever won liberty or freedom, they've had to do it by killing. To quote General Nathan Bedford Forrest, one of his famous quotes, he said, "War means fighting, fighting means killing." That's what he said. In the end, it's going to come to us or them. There's no other way out. And very few people want to admit that because they're afraid of going to jail. But that's what it's going to take. I mean, pure and simple. And so everything we've talked about since Blood River Radio has been on the air, since I was on the air with Biblical Cesspool, and which people were talking about 100 years before that, it all comes down to one thing in the end. All the talking, all the wringing of hands and gnashing of teeth, it's coming down to violence, to kill or be killed. Because even though the Constitution of the United States, even though the Declaration of Independence says that whenever any government, to paraphrase it, ceases to do what it's supposed to do, ceases to protect, the government was put into a place for one reason, according to the founders, and that's to protect protect these rights, the right of life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. That's what government was put in place for. And it said also, Director for Independence said, that anytime the government ceases to do that, it's the right of the people to either alter or abolish that government and start a new government in its place that will most serve we the people. But we all know that's never worked that way. We all know it's all come to war, killing, just killing and killing and killing. And in the end, and it's pretty close, people, it's going to be us or them. So I want you to steel your minds to that fact. Yes. But anyway, I'm kind of on a rant right now, Sister Nancy. I'll go back to you.
Yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. And, you know, really and truly, we can go back and say that, yes, we had the right to throw off this government that was not good for us during the 1860s. But you can see how that worked out. And because the South lost,
bingo.
I believe that is certainly part of the reason that we've got all of these very aggressive actions that we have taken around the world and wars that really are trying to overthrow governments and bombing the Middle East. Mainly we're doing that for Israel, of course. But I think, unfortunately, we've attempted to break away from a corrupt government, and, you know, hundreds of thousands of Southerners died, 50,000, maybe 50,000 civilians starved to death in the South. So we've tried it once.
Well, you know, in closing, the United States Congress, before we run out of money, has just given both fingers to we the people, and they said, screw you, it's Israel and Ukraine first, America never, and they're sending millions and billions and billions and billions of dollars to the people, to hell with the American people want. That's their attitude, so
Eddie,
screw them. They've got to be brought down. They have to be brought down, Nancy. We're out of time. Go ahead, Nancy.
I'm trying to make a bid on the auction.
Oh, well, we'll have to auction our Negroes off. No, people, I'll be out of town next week, so we'll be broadcasting. We'll be on the road. Me and Jim are taking it on the road. Well, people, we've run completely out of time. I'd like to thank you for listening in tonight, and we'll see y'all next week at a remote location. Good night, everybody.